The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Christ.
John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. In today's gospel, we hear the story of the baptism of Jesus. Interestingly, in the Gospel of Mark, this is the first time that we meet Jesus, when he comes to John in the desert and is baptized. We're all coming right off of the Christmas season, so we have the amazing stories about Jesus's extraordinary birth fresh in our minds. The manger, the shepherds, the three kings. But those stories come from the Gospel of Luke and the Gospel of Matthew. In the Gospel of Mark, which we read today, which was the first gospel to be written and thus is the earliest account of Jesus' life that we have, we don't get any birth story. Instead, we jump straight into this scene where the fully grown Jesus is coming out into the wilderness to be baptized. Jesus is baptized in the River Jordan. And as he's coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." In this moment of baptism, Jesus' true identity is revealed. He is the beloved Son of God. This is what Mark, the author of the gospel, really cares about, that Jesus is the beloved Son of God. Unlike Matthew and Luke, Mark isn't really interested in Jesus' origins, in his background and his birth story. For Mark, our true identity is found in baptism. Simple as that. And the mystery and the beauty of baptism is that in it, we too are claimed as beloved sons and daughters of God. So that is the first point I would like to make this morning, that in baptism, our true identity is revealed. We are first and foremost beloved children of God. Now, to explain the pictures of the adorable baby that I have up here. Last Sunday, I was away from St. Andrews to attend the baptism of my newest godson, Silas Nelson Tarver. As you can see, Silas is one of the cutest and happiest babies you'll ever meet. We had a beautiful and joyful celebration of Silas's baptism, his initiation into the body of Christ, and his welcome into the church that stretches around the world and through the centuries. More locally, Silas's baptism also marked his initiation into what my friends and I have come to call the God family. It all started back in seminary. See, seminary is pretty tough. It challenges you physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. So your classmates are like your comrades in arms. You form bonds with the people you're in the trenches with, day in and day out. And if you're as lucky as I was, you make deep, lasting friendships with some truly wonderful people. Some of my closest friends in seminary were Brian and Anna Tarver. In our third and final year of seminary, they had their second baby, Wendell. Brian and Anna asked me to be one of Wendell's godparents, along with another of our classmates and good friends, Scott and Tammy Painter. Wendell was baptized in the candlelit seminary chapel during our Easter vigil. From that moment on, this collection of people from three different families, the Tarvers, the Painters, and myself, were no longer just classmates or even just friends. Our relationship had been transformed by baptism, because now we were bonded together by something deeper than our shared experience of seminary, deeper even than our affection for one another, which, like all relationships, can come and go. By participating together in Wendell's baptism, we were bonded together by the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. And thus, the God family was born. Let's see. Next picture is of the God family gathered. That's the God family. In the years since, the God family has become a close-knit group. We've celebrated birthdays and ordinations, Christmas and the 4th of July, and just about every holiday in between. We've walked alongside one another through some dark moments and trying times. These relationships have meant a great deal to me personally. See, the God family came about at exactly the same time that my own biological family was unraveling. The same month that Wendell was baptized, my family was going through a very difficult time as my parents divorced and my sisters and I struggled to manage our relationships and the resulting chaos. But God is good, and even as my own family fractured, God gave me a new family, born of the waters of baptism. That is the second point I would like to make this morning, that baptism gives us a new family. My experience with the God family has taught me that baptism is a creative force because it gives us a new identity and a new family. In our first reading today from Genesis, we see God, the Creator, hovering over the dark, chaotic waters of a formless void. Yet out of this utter chaos, God creates light and day and life itself. In the same way, through baptism, God creates something good and beautiful and meaningful out of the chaos and disorder and sinfulness of our lives. Last Sunday, I saw the creative power of baptism at work again when we came together to baptize the newest member of the God family, little Silas. In his baptism, Silas was given a new identity, beloved child of God, and a new family,
not just the God family, but the whole body of Christ in the worldwide church and the great cloud of witnesses that surrounds us. Not only did Silas join the ranks of the God children, but we all agreed that his baptism marked my fiancé Eric's official initiation into the God family as well, as he became Silas's godfather. Years ago, when Brian and Anna asked me to be Wendell's godmother, I immediately said, "Yes, of course." But Brian quickly followed that up by saying, "You know this means we get a say in who you marry." Luckily, the God family has approved of Eric, and so last Sunday, he too was transformed by the creative power of baptism. He was given a new identity, Godfather, and a new family. The creative force of baptism continues to draw people together. Next Sunday at this service, we will be welcoming a new member into our own family here at St. Andrew's. London Gonzalez will be baptized. London is the daughter of Jessica Edler and the granddaughter of Jerry Richardson. But next Sunday, she will be receiving a new identity, beloved daughter of God, and a new family, us, St. Andrew's. Next week, after I have asked London if she desires to be baptized, I will turn to all of you and I will ask, will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support this person in her life in Christ? This question is not rhetorical, nor is it merely ritual. When we witness the baptism of a new member of the body of Christ, we are committing ourselves to walk alongside that person in their life of faith, through good times and bad, to pray for them and support them and love them. We are committing to becoming that person's God family with a bond that is as strong as the love that God has for us. So next week, when faced with this question, I know we will all respond enthusiastically, we will. I look forward to that joyful occasion next week. In the meantime, remember who you are, what your true identity is. A child beloved by God. And remember that whether your own family is all that you ever hoped it would be or not, you have a family here at St. Andrew's that is committed to you, that loves you, and that will remind you when you forget who you truly are, a beloved child of God who is sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen.